Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Dawn Stone. She's an author, keynote speaker, consultant, professor, navigator, coach, and storyteller. Dawn, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher. So happy to be here.
So before I start every single podcast, I literally smile and then start. And I do that because smiling, based on science, your cortisol levels, which is stress hormones, go down, your immune system goes up, dopamine goes higher. But what I'm saying is you just feel better. And if I'm here to serve you, Dawn, which I am, and I hope to do for our audience around the world, I want to be in a happy state. Now you, we don't know each other, but immediately on our call, I was like, what's up, Dawn? You like lasagna, me too, you know? We're vibing, we're laughing, yes. We're smiling. But again, I wish all of us had some level of that understanding that smiling isn't necessarily something that we have to do. It could just be something we already are.
Right.
And with you, Dawn, tell us, have you always been this person or did you have to learn to be this person?
Well, it's kind of funny. I've been this person, even though I've had to try to mask who I really was all these years. I'm just a nice, upbeat, really, really charismatic naturally. My mother says I was driven from the womb, so I don't know what that means, but I get to see it.
That's a good testimonial.
Yeah, until, you know, she was my first, you know, you learn as a child coming out of high school, my first job, she was my the person who had to give the reference, and that's what she told the hiring manager.
Really?
So I was like, yes, she did. So I learned a lesson in that too, but it was kind of a good thing. So I just try to be as positive as possible. And I always know, just like from my own experiences, that you can pretty much overcome anything with some structure, some hope, and some work. And so I smile. I've been smiling, Christopher, since we've been on the phone. So I have to tell you, my cheeks are hurting.
Well, that's the best testimony that I have. Because again, it's about hopefully being genuine, hopefully giving of service. And I'm, again, grateful that you're part of our community and program now. So let's talk about you and what you do for a living. You're a keynote speaker. What's the one topic that you most love sharing to your audiences?
Oh my goodness. I love the Phoenix. I do this whole keynote about the Phoenix rising, right? So we are designed to build our own pyre in life, which is a fire, and go as close to the sun as possible. So if you follow this mythological bird that's very colorful, it's designed to burn. And so a lot of people don't like the journey, but that is what we're doing. We're on a journey. And so I really talk to them about their journey in life, whether they're an emerging leader, like fresh out of high school or going to college or in college, or they're a seasoned leader, someone who is looking to pivot in life, have been through a divorce, have been through a career change, have been through COVID. And we just talk about how to take that pyre, those embers, and burn them as hard as and as fast as we can to emerge as this new person. So that's really what the Phoenix Rise is all about. The R is resilience. You know, the I is innovation. You have to constantly innovate yourself, right? And then the S is about self-awareness and just knowing who you are and whose you are. And then the E is to empower yourself to do something different. So even happiness is a choice. I mean, there are a lot of things we could say, yeah, you know, I don't really like this. I really didn't enjoy that. But what did you learn from it? So you could also exchange the E for empowerment into what did you experience? You know, what was your narrative? Yeah.
Oh, that's powerful. I mean, I can tell you're a storyteller because not only do you share your story, but you have the nice intonations. And unfortunately, again, sometimes people say, I'm very passionate, Christopher. I'm like, but you don't sound passionate.
True so, story.
But again, I want our listeners to know, if you want to make an impact, which I think hopefully all of us want to do, wanting to and doing it are two different things. Because as one of my mentors once said, Angie Chin, giving her a shout out, she's a former CFO of Coffee Bean. She literally said that some people might have an intention to help and serve, but you have to have the competency. So let's talk about your competency, Dawn, of being a storyteller and a speaker. again, charisma from the womb, according to your mother.
Yes.
You as a speaker, tell us how perhaps you're able to hone, harness, and craft and become a speaker.
Yes. So first of all, mentors are the best things ever, right? So even as a young child, I valued the matriarchs and the patriarchs in my family. So like today, I've already visited my grandmother, who is 85 years young. Wow. Who taught me so much. Not only did she teach me how to cook as a kid, so that was able to fuel my vegan and vegetarian mobile business that I launched about, 14 years ago. So you just think about all of these people who are natural storytellers who have taught me how to take my own truth and authentic self, how to develop myself, and how to use those skills and those traits and those interests to serve others. So I really learned from my teachers, the mentors that I've selected, and those that have selected me as well, including a lot of my family. So my mom, my dad, my grandmother are three big ones. And now my children. I have kids from 22 to 3. Hello.
Wow.
Yeah, who does that? Who does that?
Dawn Stone does that.
Obviously, right? So that's going to be the next keynote, Christopher.
No, but again, but Dawn, the reality is we just had a guest that was right before. His name is Pete. He literally went from New Zealand to the UK, and his wife was super supportive. But what I'm saying is you have to take bold steps if you want bold results. And in your case, again, some people might judge you like, oh my gosh, you're having a kid now. And they start asking you, why would you do it now? You're getting older, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. We have one life, and you're living this life with vivacity and brilliance. So going back to you having these mentors, was it something that you watched them speak well, so therefore you mimicked and emulated them? Or they literally said, Dawn, sit up straight. Dawn, convey more emotion. Dawn, share your story. So now that we know to have mentors, how do you feel you learned best?
Well, I learned from doing. I'm a very kinesthetic and also a little bit in my older age, I've become more of a reflective observer. So I kind of just sat there and watched them. They have told me, they sent me through etiquette class. So I learned how to look at a formal table and have a good conversation and also know which forks, you know, napkins and cups were mine, right? I learned that in high school. So my mentor, shout out to Derek Young, who is also a motivational speaker, who has done so much in my life since I was 14 years old. He continues to pour into me. So I watch him. I ask questions. I also meet other people. So I've had some amazing folks who have taken time to develop me. And what that has done it has marinated. I've also created my own path. And then now I do the same, because I think that's what's important is understanding, especially as we bring in new generations, how we must teach and train so that repository, that history, that story continues for generations and allow them to add to their journey as well. So it's not something that's a cookie cutter. Like, they gave me the tools to make my own way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really is. It goes back to what you're saying, this journey that we're all on. And sometimes people might be so critical about themselves that they don't even take that first step. So if you were to have advice for someone that, especially what we're going through now, they have this great desire to serve, to give, to be who they want to be like you, for instance. They'll see someone like you, it's like, Dawn, wow, you're so inspiring, you're so confident. I don't know if I can be you. But what would you say to that person? That what's the first step that they might say, do? What's the first question they might ask themselves to hopefully have an inkling of who you are or who I am? Because again, we're people.
Right. You know, the first thing when people say, I want to be like you or I want to be you, I tell them, stop. You need to be who you are. You are designed for your own journey, your own truth. So what is it that you like? What is it that you want to do? And what is preventing you from doing it? Those are the three questions I ask anyone that steps my way. Like in my college classrooms, I'm a professor of business. All of my students over the past 12 years leave with their own path. You know, I love that. Like, I've had, you know, why are you here? why are you here? Why are you on this earth? What are you designed to do? And just have them actually talk through it. Because a lot of times I found, Christopher, that people are living someone else's dream or someone else's impersonation of them.
Yeah.
Right? It's something that they didn't do or something that they want you to do instead of them living their true, authentic life. So those are my questions. What do you want? Who are you? And what are you designed to do? And what's preventing you from doing it?
Yeah, that's amazing, Dawn. As you were saying this, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, if I had you as my teacher, I hated school, frankly, for the all of it, except for I had an English teacher named Miss Gannon, who to this day, it's almost three decades. I still call her on her birthday every single year. And I asked her a few years back, going back to high school, I said, Miss Gannon, what inspires you? She literally said, it's students like you, Christopher.
Because again,
literally, it's almost 30 years since I graduated high school. And I still call her every single year without fail. And because people like you can inspire people. So I hope our listeners really take your story as an example, Dawn. How can our listeners connect with you, stay in touch with you, and buy your book?
Oh, they can. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I have my own website, www.theconflictchick.com and dawnstonespeaks.com. So I'm really out there. My team has done a great job of just marketing that. So, I mean, there are not many conflict chicks out there. Who's running to conflict? I am, because I love it. So they can find me there. And my books are also on Amazon. I've got Seven Paths, One Destination. It's Memoirs of Hope, Purpose, and Success, where I co-authored a book with six amazing women who entered their own journey and started to do their own work. That was based on the book called Positive Pudding, 30 Days to a More Positive You. So it's out there. I just love just being a servant, Christopher. And I just really thank you for allowing me to share my truth. And for those of you who are listening, I was the one who was the statistic, right? I was born to a single mom, born into poverty, one generation out of public housing. And I look at our family right now, the one thing we always had was each other, and then we learned to build from there. So I just want to tell people to just take a look at where you are now and look to where you want to be, and then just start paving your own way and putting people in your life that can help you get there, which is how I ended up in education. So I knew I was going to be in higher education at 16 because that was me. I wrote lists and I made sure I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And then I had people that were willing to walk with me. So I'm thankful to all of them.
Dawn, thank you so much for sharing your spirit and sharing the concept of the Phoenix Rising. Have a great day.
Yes. Thank you so much, Christopher. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.